The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, all about retirement. Yes, the great resignation's going on. People are retiring earlier now, trying to enjoy more life. And hopefully we can share some insight with you here today. And of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning, right here at 6 a.m. So let's jump right into today's topic. Well, look, today's topic, all about retirement, is in my wheelhouse, so to speak. It is something that I really am proud of, that I've written 9 books on the area of retirement, from Not Your Father's Retirement, 10 Things to Do Before You Retire, this most recent book. Oh, wow, A Tale of Two Retirements, Life. We've written so many books, but it's, in some ways, I feel like I've written one book 9 different ways. And all of them, I include a couple chapters about lifestyle. So it's not just about the numbers. It's about creating this great lifestyle that you want. I mean, something you've always deferred to. Look, I always think like in elementary school is like, oh, I can't wait to get to middle school. That's a ticket. Oh, I can't wait to get to high school because that's when I get my driver's license. I have a boyfriend. I have a girlfriend. Oh, no. I don't have enough. It's too strict at home. I can't wait to get to college. And, you know, somewhere along the way, you're at work and say, I can't wait to get to retirement. And does that sound like you? Now you're at retirement's door stop. You're looking at retirement and saying, oh, boy, here I am. Now what? What do I want to be when I grow up? Now, we always kind of kid around and talk about kids having this gap year from high school to college. I would not want my kids to do that because they never went on to college if you did a gap year. But again, if you worked 40 years and you've, you worked on Saturdays, you worked on weekends, you worked on nights and overtime, yeah, you know what? Not 40 years, maybe you want to take a gap year or so and then decide what you want to do after that. But the retirement plan that I focus on mostly in my books do talk about numbers, but then how those numbers can empower you to really have a purposeful retirement, something's meaningful, something that you enjoy. It is a transition. Much I was saying, the transition from elementary school to middle school to high school. You know, we went through all these transitions, and believe it or not, a transition, a lifestyle transition to that of retirement. I give an example. I had a client who was in her early 70s, schlepping to New York City. And I mean schlep. I mean, you know, buses, trains, planes, trains, automobiles, the movie with Steve Martin, basically. And she got really tired of it. And you know how people, you probably know some people, they get really tired of commuting to New York City and so forth, right? So she finally retired, and I checked in with her a couple of weeks afterwards. I said, hey, how's it going? You know, really excited to hear her voice. And she said, not so well. I'm like, what? She said, well, you know, that was my routine. And by the way, we're all creatures of habits, right? We're 3 years old, 5 years old. It was kind of like the same kind of routine. She goes, yeah, actually killed my routine. Like on the bus, we had a quasi book club, meaning, you know, we come on the book on the bus and good long ride, and we talk about different books we're reading. And then I had my lunch buddies I'd hang out with and so forth. Now, again, sometime later, she found her groove and spent more time with the grandchildren and volunteering at a hospital. But in that moment, this lifestyle issue that I talk about, our transition, aside from the money and the dollars, which we were going to get into, you do have to remember for this particular client and for others, it is a routine, you know. And look, you could always be with your best friends from work, try to grab lunches and dinners with them, but maybe some other people you don't want to. But it is a transition nonetheless. I also had another client tell me one time, which I wrote in the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. He gave me permission to it because I thought it was so good. He said, Ken, I'm starting to feel like the movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, but not the funny kind. And, look, and by the way, that is a funny movie, but it does get, you know, gets a little psychosis after a while, on and on and on. I wake up to I Got You, Babe. But he said, well, basically, I wake up, read the paper, take the dog for a walk, come back, do a little walk, and I look up, it's only 10 a.m., and I have to fill the rest of my day. Again, he eventually got his groove too. And look, for some people, it is this kind of Groundhog Day. The reason I say that, if you're transitioning to retirement, and today's topic, all about retirement, you should definitely include some type of structure. We like structure. Like I mentioned, 3-, 4-, 5-year-olds, we always wanted that structure. 5 o'clock dinner, dad comes home, or whatever that was. And as adults, we still thrive on that. So as much as you're anxious to get out the door, of work, please think about some of those issues I just raised. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. And by the way, we find in our business, 5% of people have a plan. So quick math is 95% of people do not, okay? And I think if you think about it, again, if you're building a house, God bless, very expensive these days, but it starts with what? A blueprint. And so some type of blueprint for retirement. We happen to call it GPS. I trademarked it because I thought it was best explanation of how it works. And a GPS, like, you know, if you're going to a wedding, you put in the coordinates. Oh, I'm going to Stony Point. I'm going to, Eastchester. I'm going to Middletown. Where are we going? To a wedding. Coordinate that. I actually call her Mindy. And she kind of eventually gets you there, rerouting and so forth. And same thing, retirement planning, you know, like that blueprint for building or the GPS that I think kind of really fits well, is you want to have an end game. You say to yourself, hey, at 65 years old, I would like to have $6,000 a month. That's great. Okay, that is a goal. You could be 58 years old now or 62, whatever the age, you set a time frame. That's the time. I may not retire at that point, but I can if I want to. I can pull the ripcord anytime I want. So it doesn't mean you have to actually retire on that year. Just know that you have the wherewithal to do so. And by the way, it makes work a lot better when you know you can take care of those things. So having a goal, again, I know you heard it 1,000 times, but it's important for the GPS planning or all about retirement, today's topic, which is it starts off with a GPS, I believe, coordinates, where you want to go. Okay, in this case, 65 years old, I went $6,000 a month. Okay, so that's a great starting point. Now, unfortunately, $6,000 a month sounds great right now. 5 years from now, because of the purchasing power and inflation, 10 years from now, you're going to need a lot more than $6,000 a month to live the lifestyle you want. We definitely have to add some type of inflation. So if you kind of visualize, let's go from left to right. Let's add a yellow legal pad in front of you, a piece of paper with some crayons, and you wrote on the left-hand side, what is your goal? 65 years old, circle it, $6,000 a month I want. Again, we'll figure out how to get there in a second. But that $6,000 a month or $72,000 a year, probably next year, maybe more like $61,000 or $62,000 and so forth and so on. And now, you know, for the next 10, 20 years, you have to add on some type of factor of inflation. Now, again, you don't need to show 10% inflation. Don't want to show 1% inflation. I'd say somewhere between 2 to 4% historically is where we have inflation. And you can kind of show that build on top of each other. And I think it's really important because you can't just say, I need $60,000. I'm sorry, $6,000 a month, $72,000 a year, and say, that's all I need. That's great for the first year. But we need to figure out, and after this break, we're going to go right into how we kind of beat inflation a little bit in retirement planning. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester, Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, all about retirement. And you just heard my friend Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a perfect companion to what we're doing here today. So again, get a paper ready, get a pen ready, crayon, lipstick, whatever you need to do. Write this number out. I want to get you this book in your hand, or physically in your hand, or an ebook, however you want it. So you call 845-371-0101. Today's topic, all about retirement. Today's offer, Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. 0101. The book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the early bird, it's pretty early. What time is it right now? Oh, about 6:15 or so. Early bird gets the worm, okay? So 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around here, whipping around at 6 o'clock in the morning, I guess you're an essential worker. Thank you for all the hard work that you do. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, Health and Happiness. So shows up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to make you healthy, wealthy, the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean the famous, Mike and Casey Show. And around 6:15 on the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He's got you covered there too. He'll go over the national business news, what the indexes did, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ for the day, local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. All this is archived on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. There you'll find newsletters. You can sign for a newsletter. It comes out once a week. There's archive newsletters there, TV appearances. I've had a lot in the last couple of weeks. Radio programs like this called a podcast, they call them now these days. It's all right there, MahoneyGPS.com, a great resource. And by the way, when you get to the website, if you get a chance to check us out, it talks about the GPS retirement on the homepage. That's how important we think this planning is when it comes to retirement. As I mentioned, 5% of people actually have a plan. 95% of people do not have a plan. We're trying to do the best we can at Mahoney Asset Management. And if you go to the website, you can do that plan for free. Quick little questionnaire, you put it in there and hit send. And kind of show you whether or not you can retire, whether you need a little bit more work to do, and suggestions around that. So right there, MahoneyGPS.com. Today's kind of special about this website anyway, all about retirement with today's topic. Now, right before the break, we spoke about inflation. We spoke about, hey, let's come up with some type of number of which you need per month. Again, by the way, when it comes to that number, that's a hard number to give. People, you know, say, oh, gee, I was used to making, I was needed $6,000 a month for income when I was working. I only need $4,000 when I retire. Wrong answer. You have to allow for more spending. I mean, think about like Monday through Friday. I think about when I bring my little bag to work, and once I eat through my bag of work, there's nothing else there. But I don't spend any money, really. I'm at work. I mean, how can you spend money? But when you're retired, it's like a very long weekend, okay? Saturday, Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, Saturday. And you're going to have more time to spend money, which is okay. But recognize that a lot of people we work with have this false notion. Again, we get this from clients who do retire and tell us, Ken, I'm surprised how much money we're spending in retirement. I'm not surprised. You got more time to go to, I don't know, Cape Cod or go to Italy or visit your sister down south or, you know, all these different things or go to movies in the middle of a week. And, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you never spend money because you're at work. And here you're now spending money on a Wednesday. So take that into consideration. I think it's really important. Sometimes I tell people, hey, let's do this plan. At age 65, again, we're going to retire. We want $6,000 a month, just as an example. But how about that works out to $72,000? How about the first 5 years, you add an extra $5,000 a year for expenses to do some of the things you've always been putting off, you know, to retirement, to that trip, or we'll get to, I don't know, Alaska, or these, you know, the kind of faraway trips that you can't really do when you're working. Put away extra money, or at least pad your expenses a little bit more to see what that looks like. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. And we're heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's all about retirement today. So visually, left to right on your pad here in your mind, you know, we're writing down the $72,000 a year, $6,000 a month. And then each year, factor in some type of inflation rate. Okay. Again, we know property taxes go up, gas goes up, oil goes up, everything around us, food, everything goes up, and we have to use some type of factor. Now, the next column to deal with some of those expenses is your Social Security. Now, this is kind of interesting. You should probably go to ssa.gov, socialsecurityadministration.gov. So we used to always get our paper in the mail. Now, if you're under 60 years old, you get that kind of sheet from Social Security once every 5 years. If you're over 60, once a year, you'll get that. It shows, hey, how much you can get Social Security at 62, at 66, at 70, and so forth. Remember, these are gross numbers. Most people withhold, and I advise that too, withhold money. So let's say you have, I don't know, $3,000 a month coming out. Maybe we want to withhold 20% for federal, 5% for state. So look, Social Security over time does go up the cost of living. But using it in our factors and the things that we try to figure out for people planning for retirement, is that we don't want to put in like a whole bunch of cost of living adjustments for Social Security, because a lot of years you get zero, nothing, zero. Last year, you got a pretty good bump up, and the Medicare went way up. So, you know, I'd rather say, okay, left-hand column, show your expenses going up a little bit. Social Security, while it can go up, again, for this illustration and try to be very conservative, we will not do that. Now, what's really interesting, the sweet spot, I believe, is, you know, you have to go to that SSA.gov and what your full retirement Social Security age will be. Excuse me, and that should be between age 66 and 67. That's kind of the sweet spot. Now, if you don't have other assets and retiring early, you may have to tap it at 62 years old. But there is this little interesting window from the age 62 to 66 that if you make too much money, goes against the grain and hurts you. So when you do start taking money, if you do decide before age 65 or 66 to take money, be mindful that you really shouldn't have too much earned income. Otherwise, it's going to mess everything up. And again, that probably more detail there. But Social Security, ideally, we said not don't wait to age 70. We run a number so many different times. Somewhere in that sweet spot between age 66 and 67, we believe is the best spot to be able to start taking Social Security. Doesn't mean you can't retire before that. You can withhold a little bit. And at some point, if you need it, boom, call up Social Security, get your checks out. And we'll be right back right after this break.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here, 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, all about retirement. And my good friend, Mike Bennett, just offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, for free. Talk about a perfect companion to what we're doing here. We only have so much time. We only have another 7 minutes or so. But again, call for the book. Very in-depth, chapter after chapter, building upon your retirement. So if you're getting close to retirement or just retired, this book's for you. 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. Yeah, my father, unfortunately, he's not here anymore, but he had a pension. He worked for Local 38. He had a pension. He had annuity, health care, vision, dental. He had it all. And now we're Not Your Father's Retirement, Not Your Mother's Retirement, Not Your Grandma, Not Your Grandpa. It's a whole new world where you, the individual, have to take care of yourself retirement. And that's why we write books about this stuff. So 845-371-0101. Sells on Barnes & Noble and Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. But you can get that book for free right now. You can get it as a paperback. You can get it as a ebook. 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning without fail. You'll find me right here in WHUD 6 a.m. And if you're driving around, chances are you're probably an essential worker, leaving a shift, going to a shift. Thank you for your hard work and efforts. I can't say enough about you. Caring for my father and mother over the different years of hospital and so forth. Anyway, stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday, we're going to try to make it healthy, wealthy. And I call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yes, that's weekday. We get that. Around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And at 6:15 on the way home, Andy Bell on Andy Bell's show, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Manager. He'll tell you, you know, that nice southern accent he's got down there, Georgia accent. I can't do that, but maybe you can. National Business News Indexes with the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did. Local Hudson Valley Business News, the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. And of course, we archive my TV appearances, radio, newsletters, articles, education, GPSs, retirement, all on MahoneyGPS.com. We're adding it to that web, it's not a stale website. 2, 3, 4, 5 different articles are going up per week. Newsletters are going up. My TV appearance is going up. I mean, there's a lot of concurrent information that's going on right there, MahoneyGPS.com. Now, I've written 9 books on this topic, of today's topic, all about retirement. And again, yes, we're crunching some numbers here a little bit, but we have to remember lifestyle, that we've been working so hard all these years, and you want to spend a little bit more in retirement. We want to understand lifestyle. And lifestyle, again, everybody has their own way of doing things, but you want to live abundantly, not necessarily expensively, but live abundantly in retirement. Right before the break, we're kind of talking about inflation over time and what's a sweet spot, you know, for what you need for income and so forth. And now we kind of hopped over a page and say, hey, you may have a pension. So again, left-hand side, visualize you have expenses. Yes, we all do. They're going up X amount per year. Figure out what's right for you. Social Security, you can get that number. Go into that website, ssa.gov. See where you are at 62 years old, 67, 70, what the different ages, what's the right thing for you. Do not add cost of living adjustment for planning, because a lot of years you don't get any cost of living adjustment. We can't count on them anyway. So, I do think the sweet spot of taking Social Security is anywhere from age 66 to 67. But then again, if you don't have other assets, maybe a little bit trickier, you may have to start earlier than that. So now pensions are disappearing. If you do have a pension, God bless, that's going to help out a lot. Pension, Social Security may cover all your expenses. And by the way, some pensions do have some decent cost of living adjustments. Try to adjust that for that. So from left-hand side, expenses going up a little bit, Social Security coming in, not showing cost of living adjustment. And then on the right-hand side from there, showing if you have a pension. If you have a pension, great. But if you don't have a pension, okay, your pension is probably going to be a alternative pension, which I kind of call it the 401k, 403b type of pension, meaning you're putting money away pre-tax, getting that dollar cost averaging effect. And I'll talk about that in a minute. And that's going to be kind of your retirement. You know, if they match or don't match, it doesn't matter. If you don't have a pension, I think the best way is, you know, try to get this 401k or 403b to grow over time. Again, a balance of life and what you could put away, but have it grow over time, become a lump sum, and that produces some type of income for you down the road, like a pension. Now, a lot of people get kind of funny with the markets and say, gee, you know, the markets average 7% per year, so I have now $300,000 saved in the next number of years, I'll make 7% a year. You know, yes, historically the market has gone up 7% per year, but it doesn't go up 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. That make life too easy for us. You know, it goes up 19.2, minus 14.4, plus 6, minus 4. I've been using 4%, sometimes maybe even 5%, but use 4%. And it's always hard to know exactly how the market's going to do over time. Now, for people who are younger, obviously, the recommendation is invest as much as you can towards stock or stock funds. One of the biggest mistakes I make, you know, see making for retirement planning is I'm very conservative. I'm 42 years old, not going to retire for 20 years. And you have most of your money in the money market, you're probably not going to get to your goals. Also, I've seen another mistake where people getting close to retirement, a year out, and they're 100% in stocks. Again, I never know what's the right allocation. Depends on a whole bunch of factors. Depends on your risk tolerance. Also depends on the market. I always kind of kid around, asset allocation. Well, when the market's going up, you like to have 100% in stocks. And the market's going down, zero in stocks. But it's always hard to know that. But what's really nice about putting money in, let's say, twice a month in each pay period, you get this dollar cost averaging effect. What does that mean? That means when share prices are low, and we've had some low prices recently, and you're putting in the same dollar amount, you're getting more shares. And then at the end of the year, you look back and say, wow, look at this year. It was actually worked pretty well. When the share prices were low, I picked up more shares. When the share price was higher, I picked up fewer shares. Not a bad way. And also pre-tax. So let's say you made $60,000 a year. You put away, you know, $10,000, let's say. You get to take $10,000 off. Day one, you're a winner when it comes to retirement planning. Day one, you made money or taxes. So some people say to me, well, you know, I don't have any matching plan at work, so we don't, really don't put too much money there. Then what else you can do for retirement? So I think it's the easiest way. You get to pay yourself first. Happens a little bit over time. Again, a lot of different choices. But I think if you don't have a pension, one of the best ways to kind of supplement that is to have a 401k, a 403b plan. Wow, time goes by so fast once again. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.